Now let's get serious.
I like to make a toast. To Bert and Sue.
40 years. Wow.
I would assume the thing that would get you through those 40 years would be honesty.
And love.
But even more than that would be the honesty.
And similar interests.
I'm going to hit my point one more time, and that's honesty. The truth will find you.
If you've seen trailers for the new Vince Vaughn film, The Dilemma, you could be forgiven for thinking it was one of those buddy comedies. Man sees best friend's wife cheating on him, has big dilemma. Does he tell best friend? And the film really cues you for this. Vaughn plays Ronnie, who's a fast-talking salesman, in business with his best friend, a nerdy designer, Nick, played by Kevin James. That's right. The guy from Mall Cop. Ron Howard, who directs this film, has dressed them alike. Vaughn is pudgy, James is slimmed down, so they almost have identical silhouettes. They have identical suits and haircuts. They could be twins, except Vaughn towers over James by a foot. They also have nearly identical partners. Nick is married to Geneva, played by Winona Ryder. Ronnie is dating Beth, played by the ever-pleasing Jennifer Connelly. Nick and Geneva are happy, and they can't figure out why Ronnie won't commit to Beth and ask her to marry him. They start pushing for this to happen. And at the same time, Ronnie and Nick are bidding for a very lucrative commission to get General Motors to commit to getting them to design an electric car which looks and sounds like a muscle car. Okay, bloke zone, this is going to be a testosteronal comedy, right? Well, actually, not quite. Both their pitch and the test scenes are pretty diverting. Though there was a certain uproar when the trailer for this film showed Ronnie flicking up a slide of a little baby blue electric car and saying, "This is a gay car," and then getting all flustered. I mean, a gay car in a good way. Oh dear. It's actually quite funny, this scene, because Vaughn's fluster after he realises his gaffe is, well, quite wonderful. He can be a very good, quite edgy actor sometimes, Vaughn. Dilemma is directed by Ron Howard, and he's a man who can be relied on never to miss making an obvious move in a film. And yet, for some reason, this film just keeps getting darker. Maybe Vaughn keeps pushing it that way. The other performances are pretty good. It's great to see Winona Ryder back on screen. Under her tough exterior here, there is a rather sad woman. Connelly is always emotionally trustworthy, I think, and she does shine in this film. She's got something meaty to work with. And Kevin James, whom I don't really like much, manages to arouse actual sympathy as a man prone to acid stomach and panic attacks under pressure. The screenplay by Alan Loeb is reasonably intelligent about human frailty. Essentially, this comedy becomes a kind of inquiry into honesty and trust and the roles for lies in our lives. None of us gets by without telling a little lie from time to time. But when do they become so big they blot out the light? This could have been played very differently. There are scenes in there which one could imagine done souffle-light by the late Blake Edwards, for example, maybe with Jack Lemmon in the Nick role. There's a cack-handed, quote-unquote, intervention when Ronnie's friends all gang up on him. They have quite the wrong idea about what he's up to and it all goes completely off the rails. Or there's a final scene in the General Motors waiting room which could be pure screwball. In fact, a lot of this film could be pure screwball. But it isn't. It gets darker and darker and occasionally emotionally uncomfortable in a quite interesting way. A Ron Howard film. Amazing. Who'd have thought it? The Dilemma is rated M.
On Radio National, you're listening to Movie Time with Julie Rigg.